TFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Now, Father God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Spirit of the living God, we ask that you will have thine own way. We give you permission to do what you do best, oh God. Heal, deliver, and set the captive free. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to the book of 1 Samuel, the 25th chapter and the 25th verse. 1 Samuel 25 and 25. And it reads as follows. Let not, my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my Lord, whom thou didst sin. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic of the day is battles that don't matter. The Spirit of the Lord wants you to focus on the topic on today. Battles that don't matter. Why are you wasting your time with battles that don't even matter, that battles that do not even belong to you? In 1 Samuel 25, a very wealthy man named Nabal, who was mean and hard to get along with, had offended and also outraged King David. So much so that he and 400 of his men were on their way to kill Nabal and all of his men. David allowed his emotions for revenge to take him in the direction of shedding innocent blood and also hindering his destiny. When you are fighting unnecessary battles, that would hinder the purpose and the destiny that God has for your life. But fortunately, Nabal's wife, Abigail, intervened, and she persuaded David that her husband was a fool, that he was not worthy of the response. She reminded David that God was entrusting to him an everlasting dynasty to him that could be lost through vengeance. Meaning, whatever God placed inside, just by you retaliating, you can lose it. Come on here, somebody. That's what she was telling David, that God was entrusting to him the dynasty just by retaliating, that he could lose it just through the vengeance. So what does 1 Samuel 25 teaches us? Nabal was never out of God's reach. And when it was the right time, God took care of him. In 1 Samuel 25 and 33, David was grateful that Nabal's wife appeal had kept him from avenging himself with his own hand. People of God, there are times when God would tell us, be quiet. Don't even respond. Vengeance is mine. I shall repay. There are times when somebody would just get on your nerves, just talk and talk, and you know they have done you wrong, and you want to confront them, and he would tell you, he said, no, I got this. I got this. Let me handle it. Because if we handle it, come on here, somebody, we can mess it up. So God is saying, whatever you're going through, this is not your battle. It's some battles you just have to look over and say, God, you handle this because I'm not dealing with this. You handle this. In this situation, this proves that David did not need to avenge himself with his own hand because he knew that God was more than able to do it. Some things you just got to sit back and let God handle it, because God is well and able to complete it. He is well and able to also take vengeance. He said he will bless those that will bless you, and he will curse those who will curse you. This is not your battle. The battle belongs to God. Whatever you're facing on today, it belongs to God. Give it to him. He is well and able to handle it. Second Chronicles 20th chapter, the 15th verse says, and he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. We could be in so much peace if we would learn that simple thing. The battle is not yours. It's God's. Be at peace. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Once you give it to God, I guarantee you, people of God, God can handle much quicker and much faster than we can. Yeah, they may think they have gotten away, but they hadn't, because God will revenge at his own timing. You just continue to pray. You just continue to love, because they haven't gotten away with anything. Hallelujah. I love that. The battle belongs to God. I have this motto. I choose the battles. It's some battles that I will not even deal with. It's some battles that is not even worth my time, not even worth my attention. I say, okay, God, this belongs to you. I'm just stepping back. This belongs to you. People of God, you will encounter people who are rude, nasty, hateful, offensive, just like Nabal, and they are saints of God. Come on here, somebody. Let's be real, because you got to know that's not the person. That is that spirit within them. We are not too perfect that spirits cannot creep and spirits cannot attach themselves, but yes, they can. If you leave open a door, a spirit can creep in. A spirit can attach itself. But you got to ask yourself what Abigail asked David. Why fight with a fool? Come on here now. Why fight with a fool? Why get in conflict with someone who's not between you and your destiny? So, what if they don't like you? And what if they do make negative comments or leave you out? People of God, that's just a test. You're going to either pass it or you're going to fail it. Let me tell you something. When you on this walk, you're not going to be liked. When you are on this walk, you're going to be talked about. When you are on this walk, you're going to be lied on. You're going to be persecuted. All these things are a test, but it's up to you whether or not you want to pass it or whether or not you want to fail it. Don't get distracted, baited into being offended all the time, or caught in battles that don't even matter. People of God, when you've been caught in battles that don't matter, you are wasting precious time. And I'm the type of person, I don't have time to waste. I'm doing everything what God has called me to do. That's why I say every little battle that comes my way, okay, God, you said in your word, the battle belongs to you. So I'm giving this to you. Come on here, somebody. That's the attitude you got to have. People of God, you got to stay in peace and rise above. Rise above the battle. Rise above the offense. Rise above the distraction. Rise above the negative comments. Rise above what they say. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what God says. Come on, here, somebody. So, don't waste your time on little frivolous battles that don't mean anything. Take the advice of Abigail when she asked David, why fight with a fool? Why get in a conflict with someone who's not between you and your destiny? Focus on what God has called you to do. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the example that Jesus showed in his response to insults, in his response to false accusations and being treated shamefully and unfairly. Father God, we thank you that we don't have to waste our time and our energy into getting into conflicts with those who oppose us. For Father God, you are